We have skipped pretty far forward, arriving at the first reading today from where we left off in previous days. We are now the sons of Israel who have grown up and are now in the midst of a severe famine. They have sold their brother Joseph into slavery in Egypt, and now he has become the steward of the household of the Pharaoh. And now his 11 brothers, or 10, the youngest, still at home with dad. The 10 have come to beg for sustenance for their families to survive. It is interesting what we see in the first reading and what we know of that takes place for the salvation of Israel, for the salvation of the tribes of Israel, that Jesus, not sold into slavery into another country, but taking upon himself the burden of our mortality, the burden of our sins, to redeem us. We see the need in the first reading of the sons of Israel, and in the gospel text we again see it specifically says, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Jesus, the times have changed, but the need is still there. He sees in the tribes of Israel this great need. They are like sheep without a shepherd. And so he manifests the kingdom of heaven in their midst by imparting to his disciples the authority over unclean spirits to drive them out, to cure every disease and every illness, to manifest that the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus comes forth from the desert after defeating the devil and his temptations, proclaiming that the kingdom of God is at hand. It is a victory, an evangelion, a proclamation of victory. Jesus now sends his disciples out to take possession of the territory that has been claimed in the victory. They have his authority to meet the people where they are in need. You cannot read the Old Testament without seeing the New fulfilled. Joseph becomes a type of Jesus for salvation for Israel. And we see it manifest in the gospel today. Proclamation of the kingdom of God is at hand. It isn't this kingdom, this earthly kingdom, that will provide for you what you need. It is the kingdom of God being at hand in your life that will meet you in the deepest needs of your life. The manifestation of the truth, of the authority of the Christ, is made manifest in the authority of his disciples to go forth and to drive out demons and to heal. Has anything changed in 2,000 years? My brothers and sisters, we are still in need. We still need the kingdom of God to be manifest in our lives. Jesus didn't come into the world to do all of this work and redemption and then say, fend for yourself in the world. The kingdom of God is at hand. Everything has changed because of what Jesus has done. And he offers us great provision. The kingdom of God today is at hand, just as it was 2,000 years ago. The invitation for us to invite that authority to be made manifest in our lives, to recognize our need, There is a great need in the first reading. They come because they are hungry. They do not want to die. My brothers and sisters, the same needs we possess in our life. But God wants to meet us in a way that our human needs do not drive the greater needs that He desires to fulfill within us. It's easier for us to live after the resurrection because we have seen the manifestation, the greatest manifestation of God's love for us. And it is in this love we are invited to enter into. Because that same kingdom of God is at hand today for you and for me. To meet you in your hunger and your desire not to die. He meets us and says, come. Come and eat. Come and drink. Allow my life to be in you. Amen.